I was realizing I spend so much of my time working. I don't want to be doing something that just doesn't feel exciting or fun or interesting, even though I do think the work I was doing was beneficial. It just wasn't for me.
I'll have what she's having.
Welcome to another edition of
Chitone's Confidence
Podcast.
Stories about confidence by women, for women. This is the She Talks Confidence Podcast. This is Tony Dufresne, your host, as usual, every single week, bringing you another strong, powerful, confident woman. This week, I have Laura Adrian. Laura, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You were a scientist, right? With 3M, I think, is what you were saying.
Yes. Yeah, I double majored in chemistry and environmental science. I was a school nerd. I was planning on getting a PhD, but then things took a
turn. Again, welcome to the club. So you speak in my language. That's my background too. And then what you did was you pivoted into having now a company called Whole Life Elevation, which you do nature retreats. You recognize as a respected leader in the realm of nature engagement. Your journey is shaped by your extensive training as a certified mindfulness meditation teacher from Berkeley, sought after keynote speaker. You share profound insights on consciously connecting to nature, offering a roadmap to overcome obstacles and to live a creative, deliberate, and inspired life. Nature has always been an important thing with me as well. There's so much research out there now that shows how beneficial it is just to be around. Since our show is about confidence and it's about you, it's not about me. Can you start off and give us an idea of what your struggles were in terms of finding yourself and how you ended up from a science background to leading nature retreats?
I grew up on 15 acres and I went to an environmental high school. But then when I was working at 3M, even working in renewable energy, basically just feeling very bored and stifled. And I was realizing I spend so much of my time working. I don't want to be doing something that just doesn't feel exciting or fun or interesting, even though I do think the work I was doing was beneficial. It just wasn't for me. Another thing that I really struggled with is just having the hours of a 9-to-5 job. Later, I found out one of the reasons why I might have struggled with this is because I am on the autism spectrum. And I just want to design my life how I want it, that works for me and not be so much influenced by a company. So I took the leap. And at the time, I was really into yoga. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be a professional yoga teacher. That's my passion. It was, I'll just say out of the gate, a rock bottom moment. I was having like a severe illness, burned through my savings. A few months into my new business, little by little, I was just able to learn things, learn little tips and tricks, heal my body. And then about a full year into my new business, I had always had this dream of doing this Apostle Islands yoga and sea kayaking retreat. And the Apostle Islands, it's wilderness kayaking on Lake Superior with like waves and you're in remote campsites. It's gorgeous. It's challenging though. And I want to lead a yoga retreat there. And I had been listening to a lot of personal development that says, just find the easiest, simplest version and start with that. And so I found a way to do it safely and to work with people that had a generous cancellation policy in case it didn't work. And then that sold out. And I was like, what?
Did you have an idea that this was going to be your business, or did this sort of kind of start paving the pathway towards that?
This was confirmation. It was shocking because it was the thing I actually wanted to do was what people wanted, because I didn't really want to be in a yoga studio all the time. I wanted to be in nature and do these expeditions that were really fun. And so that was the first kind of indicator, oh, this could work. Maybe this is something that people really need. And this also really fills me up.
So before all of that, which I always ask all of my guests, because this is the key that everybody's looking for, right? When you're in your job and it's not working and it's the 9 to 5 and you're deciding, this is not for me, I need to make a change. It's at that time that you have to get the leverage in order to make the change or have the confidence to make the change. And then after making that change, which at that time, you didn't know exactly what you wanted to do, but what is it that you initially shifted to? And then when you burn through your savings, where were you at? Were you still listening to your intuition? Were you still confident in your overall, you know, plan of attack here?
That's a good question. So I had a lot of doubts. I knew that I wanted yoga to be a part of my life. I didn't doubt that. And it was just maybe a matter of the timeline. Like maybe this just takes longer to build than I thought it would. And so what happened for me is I got some part-time freelance gigs doing things that worked with my skill set. So I tutored math and chemistry, which I liked doing, and it was fun and interesting and paid pretty well too. So that was really what saved me. And so I was able to do that and then continue to grow, but organically and without so much financial pressure.
What were your expectations? Did you have lofty expectations, or did you temper those and say, all right, this is a huge deal and a huge shift, and I'm not taking a step back by tutoring. This is something that's going to provide me the platform to move forward. Was that the mindset at the time, or were you like, man, I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to cut it loose and I just want to do this other stuff. Where was your mind at right then?
For me, I like tutoring a lot and I've always been like a geek. So it was fine. And I was just it wasn't depleting for me. Like working at 3M was becoming quite depleting, but the tutoring, it was like, oh, I get to have a conversation, share what I learned. This is fun. I see the students improve. So for me, the other thing is that it didn't really hinder my ability to work on Whole Life Elevation. I could still basically do whatever I wanted and then build the tutoring around it. So for me, it was the perfect solution.
What a great tip, because the transition is taking the half step out and then understanding, bring along what's worked for you in the past a little bit if you can. And doing that gig, doing the Fiverr gig or the contractor stuff or the tutoring, that's huge, because so many people have this thing, and I don't know if you've seen this too, is where it's in all black and white, all or nothing. I'm so sick of this thing, I just have to let it go and toss it. And then you end up burning through all of your funds, and then you're left going, I'm a few steps along, but not along enough to take care of myself and to live in the grown-up world and to pay my bills. So when you finally got to the point where this thing started opening up in front of you, when the Apostle Island gig happened and you're like, this is pretty cool. This is about scaling now, right? It's about now having some level of identity in this new business. What did you do at that time to start making this thing work?
I've just been adding trips here and there. And truthfully, I have been on the slow and steady path.
but that works though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And this is my 9th year doing the trips. So it's been a while and I still have other work I do, but now it's just about growing the trips. This year I added 6 more spots. So it's a larger trip, doing a couple of them. One thing that's exciting is that I got an email yesterday and someone was, I'm not ready for your trips, but I'd really like to learn what you do. Could you create a virtual experience for those of us who maybe aren't in the location? So there are fun things I can do now that I'm a bit more established. Yeah.
But that brings up another good point too, that the more you continue to be comfortable in it and you expand in it at the tempo that works for you, it's interesting how other opportunities come up that you maybe didn't even realize that was even out there. Throughout this whole process, the show's about confidence. Was there any issue in terms of that? Was that something where you had your doubts and you overcame them? And how did you do that going through a big shift?
For me, it has been a long process. I struggle with so many things, anxiety and public speaking is this kind of thing I love, but also quite a lot of emotional and anxious energy involved. I am on the autism spectrum, and even just answering an email can send me down this anxiety path. A few years into my journey, here's what I noticed. I would sometimes do something really scary, and I don't know what it would be, but do a Facebook Live or something. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be like, okay, now I need to hide for a month. and then things like that would happen in the middle of the journey. But then what I realized more recently is that what tends to work for me is just slow and small, just doing something really small to grow, and nothing that it might make me a little scared, but not trying to do like the biggest, most scary thing has really helped me just feel like I'm growing and working towards my ideal, but also not sending me into freeze mode because I went too far too fast and now I can't open my inbox.
So have you inoculated yourself by doing the slow and steady to where when you first did your book live, it's okay, now I need a week just to decompress and to process all this stuff. Nowadays, you can probably do something like that and then be okay in a couple days or so. Is that kind of the process you've been going through?
Yeah, exactly. I recently did a series of Instagram reels, which were really fun, and I didn't need to hide after. So I feel like that was a huge accomplishment.
That is huge. That brings up an incredibly strong point that this is the process of change and of growing, and especially going from a, like just a job-wise salary job to something in entrepreneurial type of a thing and creating something all on your own. You created your own niche. But I think one of the important points is you allowed that to happen. All this forcing of things, especially when it comes down to, I have this thing in my mind and I got to make it work this way, and being very stringent on that and not being malleable enough or flexible enough as you go through the process. Now, you being a scientist, we're very, okay, this is the research and this is what we're going to go on and this is the data and we're going to make that happen. Then you went totally to the opposite spectrum in terms of the spiritual aspect. And then you're like, now I have to go with letting stuff happen and maybe that doesn't work and I have to be... Did you have an issue with that, becoming more flexible and malleable and being more open to change and adjustments?
Yes. And one of the things that's been really interesting that I've noticed is, at least as far as my path goes, it's very clear to me what people want from me. And for me to just keep doing more of that, and it just is working. Like, people want nature retreats from me. I occasionally offer a workshop or yoga classes. People don't really, like, I'll get an okay turnout, but people don't really want that from me. Also, in the entrepreneur world, everyone's, you should do one-on-one coaching. I've tried that a few times. No one signs up. Ever. And so I'm just going to trust to do what people want from me.
Do you think that the reasons why they want that from you is because that aligns with you and your true self and your passion and what you want to do?
I think so. I really think that is it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the other stuff is, you know, great. And it's extra on the side and maybe expand your business a little bit. But it sounds like that takes you away from really who you are, your core, and your and where you find your value and your gift, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And speaking of that, let's talk about your nature retreats, because I just love this. And to tee this up real quick, I'd like to bring out a couple things just in terms of research. If you didn't know already, because this is pretty out there and there's a lot of memes on it and stuff, but, and I'm talking from Yale and Harvard, you know, Psychology, and from the American Psychological Association that says exposure to nature has been linked to a host of benefits, including improved attention, lower stress, better mood, all this cognitive benefits, just grounding benefits. And of course, you knew that, right? Because that's where you drew you to that. Can you talk about the benefits that you have seen with your clients and yourself in doing the retreats, connecting with nature, and maybe share some stories or moments that you've had or your clients have had?
One of the basic things is I love going on the Superior Hiking Trail. For me, it's 2.5 hour drive north. I go backpacking. There is no cell reception. I can't check email. I can't check social media. And I just am carrying very simple things like backpack, tent, food, and maybe a book or a journal. And it is so restorative for me. And it's very clearing just to set the weight of the world down, just to be in nature, to slow down. And I love sitting by a lake and just soaking it all in, or sitting by a little stream or river and listening. And I often get very profound insights. Creative ideas just come to me. There was a research study that showed that is one of the things that can happen. Mm-hmm. We're more creative when we're in nature. We're better problem solvers. So I do have one story I can tell. So I often take beginners out into nature. That's actually the vision for Whole Life Elevation is nature can be scary, especially for women. There's a lot of gear stuff. There's also maybe we weren't taught how to do this growing up, or maybe we had the partner who did everything. And so I wanted to create some true wilderness experience for women where they could start to learn the things and experience these benefits. And last year, I had a couple of women join us on a group backpacking trip in the Porcupine Mountains, and they were brand new to backpacking, never done it before. And the trip was pretty standard. And then after, they texted us and they said that they had never felt so high before in their life. And this was just from nature, no drugs or alcohol or anything like that. It really can bring about this clarity and kind of buoyancy.
Have you seen people almost change during the trip, have this wild epiphany? As a therapist, you see it sometimes when they get it or they have epiphanies. You can also almost see a physical change, or you can almost see this radiance come from them in terms of just lightening up and gaining a better perspective. Do you see that a lot on your trips?
Yeah, I do. And I can see when people have settled in. So I think sometimes the first day or two, they're like, oh, I want to check my phone. This is really uncomfortable. But then when they just settle into the groove, the rhythm of nature, there can be this weight off their shoulders and, oh, we're here. This is it. This is all we have. And I think there can be a wholesomeness that comes through. We're in the here and now feeling, or even relief or a sense of peace.
I am 100% behind your vision and your plan and your business and providing that, because I think it's so important to ground yourself, and it really does ground you. It is effective. It's proven it's been effective. For a woman out there right now listening that hasn't done it before, or it's been a while, or not sure about how to really start, maybe just putting her big toe in first, get into it, what would be a good first step to start the process of reconnecting through nature?
My philosophy is to start small and start with what's easy and what's readily available. Then you can go to what feels exciting, maybe. Mm-hmm. But so there are tons of ways that we can start connecting, and it doesn't have to be complex. It can be like sitting under a tree in your backyard, or lying on the earth in a park, or going for a walk in nature. I do encourage people to be intentional about it. And I know everyone has different comfort levels, and so you have to think about that. But I'd recommend turning your phone on airplane or putting it in your backpack, because we are so conditioned to look at it all the time. And that can take away from experiencing what we can in nature. So those are some simple things. And then I encourage people to just build on that and then also follow what excites them and see if they can do it in a safe way.
I love that. And that when you said do it with intention, that's the key, right? You have to have the level of intention. That's what you're going to do and the reason. And it, again, you don't have to start big. You can just sit under a tree and just have intention to just be present, which is surprisingly difficult for a lot of people to do, especially nowadays. So Laura Adrian, thank you so much. That was amazing. It is Whole Life Elevation. She does the nature retreats. And you're up in Michigan, right? Or somewhere close to there?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay, St. Paul. Okay, great. I love that town. That, and of course, you can get a hold of her if you're up there, if you want to go up there. And can you throw out your contact information for everybody?
Yeah, people can find me at Whole Life Elevation on Instagram or wholelifeelevation.com. I'd love to connect.
Perfect. I love it. And again, like Laura said, start small. Go visit a park, chill out, or if you're in another area, find a nature walk or something. I've done that before here in Phoenix. We do the nighttime walks up at Camelback. It's just peaceful and beautiful. Even going to a botanical garden is a great way to start the process, but it is important. And I really think that it is a tool you can have in your toolbox along with meditation and journaling. Those are my big three, to ground yourself and to get realigned. So thanks again, Laura. I really appreciate it. And for me, of course, it's tonydufresne.com. And if you can't spell it, because nobody can spell it, not even family members on occasion, you can go to theconfidencedoc.com and all my stuff is there. All the podcasts are there. And I also have an ebook right now. It's Transform Your Life, which is True Confidence. It's basically my keynote that I have condensed, and you can read about it and get a general idea in terms of gaining lifelong confidence. So I hope things are good, and I will see you as usual next week.